there is a serpent that is trying to sneak into your home. See, I was reading about when Judas betrayed Jesus, and something stuck out to me that I've never noticed before. So I got to looking at the meaning of Judas's name. The name Judas is a Greek rendering of the Hebrew name Judah, which means praise or praised, or all about me. But do you know what Jesus' name literally means? So the name Jesus comes from the Hebrew name Yeshua. That means rescuer or deliverer. Yeshua comes from the more common name Joshua, which means Savior or the Lord is my salvation. So Judas's name literally means a desire to be praised, and Jesus's name literally means a desire to serve and to save. They're two total opposites. But if you look at their names look really similar. It's no coincidence that the one who betrayed Jesus was also one of Jesus's 12 disciples. He was in the inner circle. They were very close. So how could Judas betray Jesus? Well, Judas did two things that tell us a lot about his heart. So when Jesus announces to the other disciples who will betray him, he says it's the one whose hand is dipped in the same bowl with him. Then later, when Judas betrays him, he signifies which one to arrest by a kiss. I mean, it doesn't get much closer than a kiss. So twice, we see Judas boast of a false closeness to Christ, but with the agenda of self-praise. So when you're doing things in the name of Jesus, are you bragging of a false closeness to Christ in hopes that others will praise you, or just tell you that you're doing a good job? Or are you serving the Lord from a desire to give Him the praise and the glory? Again, just looking at the name Judas and Jesus, their names look pretty similar. There's like two letters that are different. But what separates Judas and Jesus are pride. See, the same pride that snuck into Judas's house and caused him to betray God is the same pride that got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. Jesus came to serve, and Judas came to be served. We have to guard our homes from the serpent of pride.